Or go to the movies this weekend. Plenty of thrillers there. Mission Impossible 3. You don't like that one? Lots of other films. We go now to Mark Jordan Legan with a summary of what the movie critics are saying. Slate's summary judgment.
We open with the wide-release horror film An American Haunting, based on the supposedly true story of a Tennessee family terrorized by a murderous ghost in the late 1800s. Sissy Spacek, Donald Sutherland, and Rachel Hurd Wood star.
What's this?
I found it in the attic.
You know the attic's off limits.
The critics pretty much say, we ain't afraid of no ghost. Even though The Hollywood Reporter calls it a quality horror piece with strong performances, many agree with the New York Times assessment of An American Haunting. Yes, things go bump in the night, but it's the bump of emptying seats as audiences flee in boredom that will haunt you for days. Next up in limited release, we have the satirical comedy Art School Confidential. From Terry Zwigoff, the director of Ghost World and Bad Santa, comes the story of a wide-eyed young artist trying to make his way through the treacherous world of art school. Max Minghella and John Malkovich star.
Why are the people in these freshman classes exactly the same every year? And look, you got the vegan holy man, the boring blowhard, the angry lesbian.
Professor? Professor? Professor?
And here you got kiss ass.
I just wanted to tell you that I looked up some of your paintings on the internet, and I thought they were really terrific.
You get an A for the class.
The critics are split on this one. New York Magazine complains Zwigoff doesn't get the tone right, and the picture goes from reasonably amusing to puzzling to boring to hateful. But the Village Voice cheers a pungent and penetrating work, satisfyingly bilious satire. And Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper says, Art School Confidential is dead pitch perfect. And we close with this wide release you might have heard a little about, Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 3. Yes, Cruise is back as super spy Ethan Hunt, who must battle super villain Philip Seymour Hoffman. Ving Rhames also stars.
You're going to make it over there. You're going to find a rabbit's foot, get back to the roof. Radio me when you're ready to make the jump, and we're gonna come get you.
Thank you for coming.
That's my job.
The critics pretty much say buy some popcorn and have fun. Even though the Boston Globe sighs, mostly it all feels like a lateral move that keeps alive a franchise without breaking new ground. The Washington Post exclaims it's the best installment of the series, and the Houston Chronicle almost hyperventilates over Mission Impossible by shrieking, a big cacophonous entertainment, crackling and explosive, a giant bag of pop rocks for the eyes. Hey, here's a plot for the next sequel. Cruise's character gets into art school, graduates, and then tries to pay off his student loans on a barista's salary. Now that's an impossible mission.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.